First, the Chief of Navy has been asked by the federal government to urgently review reports of sailors using the drug ice. Last night's 7:30 program investigated claims of widespread ice use at a naval base near Perth. The drug use was linked to recent suicides among serving and ex-serving Navy personnel. The Prime Minister says he's taking it very seriously, and it shows the extent of the ice problem in Australia. He's announced a new task force to coordinate a national response to the country's growing addiction to crystal methamphetamine. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
A report on last night's 7:30 investigated the recent suicides of six junior sailors or ex-sailors from HMAS Stirling. Family members and former sailors painted an alarming picture of ice use on the naval base and onboard naval ships. The ice was linked to mental illness and suicide. The Assistant Minister for Defence, Stuart Robert, wants an urgent investigation.
We take this fairly seriously. To this end, I've spoken with the Chief of Navy this morning and asked him to urgently review the allegations that were brought forward last night that covered both suicide of some of our sailors and, of course, the allegations of a degree of wider drug use.
The Prime Minister, too, wants answers.
We do take reports of this nature very, very seriously. I know that Defence are urgently looking into it, as you'd expect. I think the culture of Defence is much better now when it comes to the pastoral care of Defence Force personnel than it was in times past, but we can always do better. And the fact that ICE is reaching out even to Defence Force personnel indicates the scale of the problem and the need to take urgent action at every level.
Tony Abbott was at the Australian Federal Police Centre in Sydney announcing a new national task force to coordinate the national response to the scourge of ice.
It's worse than heroin, it's worse than cocaine, it's worse than LSD, it's worse than ecstasy. It's much more addictive, much more dangerous, much more damaging.
The former Victorian Police Commissioner, Ken Lay, will head up the task force. The Justice Minister, Michael Keenan.
It is an unprecedented problem and we do need to deal with it in a different way. And that's why we have announced the ICE Task Force today, headed up by a very eminent Australian, Ken Lay, a man whose law enforcement background and also links to the community makes him perfect for the job.
The task force will report to the Prime Minister by the middle of the year. He'll then take the report to the next meeting of the Council of Australian Governments to get a nationwide approach. The government is adamant the problem with ICE won't be solved by law enforcement alone and that health and education responses are important too. Fiona Nash, the Assistant Minister for Health, is responsible for drug treatment services.
As I was just in a treatment service a couple of weeks ago, talking to some people trying to get their lives back on track, they were smart people, had held down good jobs. This drug is not discriminating between old and young, rich and poor. But this is an issue we're not going to police our way out of. We're going to need to look at the health and education impacts. We're going to particularly need to look at demand. And it's something that government cannot do alone. We're going to need to do this with state and territory governments and also, most importantly, with the community.
On this issue, the government can count on bipartisan support. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, was quick to give it.
I'm confident this won't just be a matter of a headline or a press conference, but with people like Ken Lay involved, I'm sure we'll see a lot more coordination between police at all levels and other experts, health experts and people working in the community with this problem.
The Labor leader, Bill Shorten, ending that report by Peter Donald.